Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Are you the only one?
I think so. You told me it was waiting for the moderator to arrive.
You're waiting for what to arrive?
Said the moderator.
Well, I think I'm the moderator, right?
I think so.
And I have arrived.
Good.
Baruch Hashem.
Amen.
Let us begin with the seventh Aliyah. L'shem Yichud Kutchat Rishu Ishkin Beit Bid Kilu Urchim Uut Kilu Uut Kilu Urchim Liachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'Yichuda Shalim V'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadudai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kununei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kununeihu. The seventh Aliyah goes from Exodus chapter 17, verse 1, to verse 16. This is a total of 16 verses. The energy of 16 is sharing the Yud and the Vav of Hashem's name, the male energy. The first Aliyah, the first verse of the seventh Aliyah. Vayisu kol adat b'nei Yisrael mimidbar sin lemasehem al pi Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo vayachanu bir feedim v'ein ma'im Lishtotam Vayarev Ha'am in Moshe Vayomru Tenu Lanu Ma'im Venishte Vayomer Lachem Moshe Matirivun Imadi Matinasun Et Adonai Yo hey wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu hey yo why is ma sham ha'am la maim wayalen am al moshe wayomer la mazeh elitanu mi mitzrayim Lehamit oti, v'yet banai, v'yet miknai, batzama. V'yishach Moshe el Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo wahe dawanu he yo, le mor ma. Ese la amaze o meat uskaluni wayomer adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo el moshe avor leaf neham Wikach itcha mizikne Yisrael Umatcha asher hikita Bo et haor Kach biyadcha v'halakta Hineni omeid lifanecha Sham al hatzur v'chore Kita batsur veyatu mimenu ma'im v'shata ha'am v'ya'as kein Moshe li'enei ziknei Yisrael v'yikra shem ha'makom ma Israel, we are Basotam, Ed Adonai, Yohewahe, Adanu Yo, Yohahe Dawandu Heyo, Lemor Hayesh, Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu Yo, Yohahe Dawandu Heyo, Zakir Beinu. Imain Wayavo Amalek Vailahem Im Yisrael Birfidim Wayomer Moshe El Yoshua Beharlanu Anashim Witzehilahem Ba Amalek Mahar Anohi Nitzav al Rosh Hagiva Umate Ha Elohim Biadi Weyas Yehoshua Kaasher Amar Lo Moshe Lehilachem Ba'amalek Umoshe Acharon Wechuralu Rosh Hagiva Wechayaka Asher Yarim Moshe Yado Wegavar Yisrael Weka Asher Yani Ach Yado Wegavar Amalek Vaide Moshe Kevedim Vaichu Even Vayasimu Tachta vayeshev alecha v'acharon v'chur chamtu v'yadav mizechad n'mizechad v'yehi yadav amun emuna ad bo ha-shamesh v'yachalosh Yehoshua Et Amalek, v'et Amo l'fi charev, v'yomer Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu Yo, Yohahe Dawandu Heyo, El Moshe Ketov Zot Zikaron, v'sefer v'sim b'yazne, Yehoshua kimacho emche et zecher amalek mitachat ha-shamayim vayiven Moshe mizbeach vayikra shemo Adonai Yohewahe
has joined.
Yohewahe dawanu heyo. Nisi Wayomer ki yad alkesya milchama la Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Ba Amalek midor dor. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading of the seventh Aliyah. And we will now translate. Verse 1, chapter 17. The entire community of the children of Israel journeyed from the desert of Sin to their travels by the mandate of Hashem. They encamped in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. We discussed that the location of this desert of Sin has a relationship to Sinai, which is also a desert, and maybe it's the same desert. And Rephidim is the second location We'd read about that before. So the question is, why does it need to be repeated here? But let's learn, because the answer to why the people, why it needed to be repeated, is has to do with the subject of this section of this Aliyah is about Amalek, which is the nation of doubt, the nation that attacks the children of Israel with doubts. Verse 2, so the people quarreled with Moses, and they said, give us water that we may drink. Moses said to them, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test Hashem? The people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses. And they said, why have you brought us up from Egypt to make me and my children and my livestock die of thirst? Essentially, these are similar words to what's been said before. Moses cried out to Hashem, saying, what shall I do for this people? Just a little longer, and they will stone me. And Hashem said to Moses, pass before the people and take you with you some of the elders of Israel, and take into your hand your staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I shall stand there before you on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, and the people will drink. Moses did so before the eyes of the elders of Israel. He named the place Massah, testing, and Meribah, quarreling, because of the quarrel of the children of Israel, and because of their testing Hashem, saying, is the Lord in our midst or not? Now the Lord, Hashem, has said, you may test him, but only on one subject. You may test Hashem, not on giving you food and water, but you may test him with respect to the Shemitah year. Because you will see the result of the year before the Shemitah being an abundant harvest before you can are required to commit to doing the Shemitah, leaving the land fallow. So Hashem says, test me on that one item. It's an item connected to certainty, just as food and water is an item connected to certainty. But it's not testing Hashem for whether he gives you water, whether he gives you food, whether he gives you a job. You can test him about the Shemitah because you'll know the results in advance of you doing the actions of leaving the land fallow. Verse 8. Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, pick men for us and go out and fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of Hashem in my hand. Joshua did as Moses had told him, to fight against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur ascended to the top of the hill. Now who is Hur? We know Hur is Moses and Aaron's nephew or cousin. Hur is the son. And this happens before the golden calf, because the Midrash tells us that Hur dies trying to stop the people from getting to Aaron to build the golden calf. Aaron sees her die in that way. So when they get to him, he was supposed to not build it. He was supposed to accept his death Kiddush Hashem, for the benefit, for the love of Hashem. And he chose not to. He chose to build a golden calf. And that was his mistake, his sin. Hur completed his tikkun by dying Kiddush Hashem. Aaron did not. Yet Aaron is righteous. It's not that he wasn't a good person. And this is something that teaches us about what it means to be righteous and what we are supposed to do. And our sages teach us that there are three levels, three things we are to die Kiddush Hashem for rather than commit a sin. The three things have to do with idol worship, bloodlust or blood, and incest. Those three things that are the major points of contention, we are to die Kiddush Hashem. Number 11. It came to pass that when Moses would raise his hand, Israel would prevail. And when he would lay down his hand, Amalek would prevail. And this is a very troubling verse for people. Why did Moses lay his hand down? Why didn't he just keep his hands raised? But the issue is, when Moses would raise his hand, he was making connection to Hashem. And the people would make connection to Hashem. But when he laid his hands down, he was still connected to Hashem. But the people weren't. And they lost their connection. And that's why doubts would enter them. And that's when they get defeated. And that is the lesson, the spiritual lesson for all of us to learn. Don't let doubts into your life, into your mind. You're in control of what you think. Don't allow doubts to enter. Now, Moses' hands were heavy, so they took a stone and placed it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one from this side and one from that side. So he was with his hands in faith until the sunset. Joshua weakened Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Hashem said to Moses, inscribe this as a memorial in the book and recite it into Joshua's ears, that I will surely obliterate the remembrance of Amalek from beneath the heavens. Then Moses built an altar and he named it, Hashem is my miracle. And he said, for there is a hand on the throne of the Eternal. A war for Hashem against Amalek from generation to generation. I'm going to tell you a sentence. I want you to think about the sentence. In English, we have a statement. I'm from Missouri, and the purpose of this statement is that the person from Missouri says to us, I have to see it in the physical world before I will know it to be true. This is the nature of someone from Missouri. It comes from the period of the Civil War. and the conflict having to do with Kansas and Missouri and all of that about slavery. But the real issue for us is we need to know that something will happen before we see it happen. Where most people say and need to see it happen before they can accept it as literal truth. The children of Israel know it first because they learn it from the Torah. Know it first, then you will see it happen. Are there any questions? We will begin to read Shir HaShirim. Assuming my computer will respond, which it seems to be doing. Chapter 1 of Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs. Shir HaShirim Asher LiShlomo. This is only 4 words in this verse, but it's all of the energy of this song. Song of Songs. Shir means songs. Hashirim means the plural, songs. Or you can say shir means sing the song. Asher means which, but it also means happiness, joy. Lishlomo to Shlomo, the king Shlomo, but Shlomo is Shalom with a hey on the end. The hey on the end means in the direction of peace. Sing the song which or to the direction of peace and joy. Continuing to read. Normally, I don't translate Shir HaShirim at all because it's so significant, and there's so many ways to understand the metaphors involved. But verse 2 in Hebrew: Isha keni min shikot pihu ki tovim dodecha mi ayin. L'reach shemanecha tovim shemen shemecha al kein alamo rachevucha mashkeini acharecha naruta heviani hamelech adaral dagila. Shalom, Aichiev. yafa banashim tzeilach beife hatzon uri et geditayik al mishkenot haroim lesusati berichve paro demitich rayati. Navu lechayayish batorim tzawarech bacharuzim tore zahav na'asela im nekudod hakaser ad shehamelech bim sibo nir di natan recho tziror hamor dodili bein shaday la yalim eshkol hakofer dodili bekarme en gedi inach yafa rayati inach yafa enayich yonim in chayafe dodi achayim ach arsenu ra'anana kol rot betenu arazim rachitenu berotim. Chapter 2. Ani havatzelet ha-sharon, shoshanat ha-amakim, v'shoshana ben ha-chochim, ben rayati ben ha-banot. Yetapuach v'yatzet, Hayar kein dodi ben habanim betzilochimati veyashavti ufir yo machok lechiki evi ani el bet hayayim betiklo alay ahava Sam kuni ba'ashishot rapduni batapuchim ki cholat ahava ani shemolo kachat leroshi uimino techa bekeni ishbati etem benot Yerushalayim bitzvaot, o bialot, hasadeh im tairu, v'im teoru et ha'ahava, ad shetechpots, bol dodi bezeh, v'medaleg al hecharim, Kapets al hagmaot, domer dodi litzvio, leofer ha'ayalim. Hine ze omed achar kadlenu, mashkia, min tachalonot, meitzitz. Min hacharakim anadodi viamarli umilach rayati yafati ukil Miruva Aret et Hazamir Igia Wikohator Nishma Beartenu Hatena Hanta Lagecha Behagfanim Simadar Nat Nurea Kumi Lach Rayati Yafti Ukila Yonati Behagwe Hasela Beseter Hamadrega Harini et Marai Hashmini et Kolech Kikolech Are Umarech Nawer Echezu Lanu Shualim Shualim Kisanim Machabelim Taramim Ukramenu Simadar Dodili Wa'anilo Aroe Basho Shanim Acheyafu Ahayom Benasu Atzlalim Sovdemelecha Dodili Tzvio Leofer Ha'ayali Al Harevater. Chapter 3. Al Mishkavi Balelot Bekashti Echa Ahava Nafshi Bekashti Willo Matsati Vakuma Navi Asova Vahir Bashvakim Uvarhovot Avaksha Echa Ahava Nafshi Bekashti Willo Matsati Mitzauni hashmo b'ashomrim Asovavim b'ayir et she'ahava Nafshi re'item kim ad she'avarti Mehem ad she'matzati Et she'ahava nafshi achazti Willo arpenu ad shehaveti el beit imi v'el cheder horati ashvati etchem benot Yerushalayim b'tzvaot o b'alot asadeim Tairu v'im teoru ed ha'ahava ad shetachpats mizod olam min hamidbar ketim rotashan mekuteret mor ubauda mikol avkat Rokel hine mitato Shelish lomo shishim giborim Sabila migbore Yisrael Kulam achuze cherev ilum de milchama ish Harbo al yireko Mipachad balelot Apirion Asaloha Melech Shlomo Meate Halvanon Amudava Sakesef Refidato Zahav Mirkavo Argaman Soko Ratzon Achava Mibenot Yerushalayim Sayena Urena Benot Zion Bamelech Shlomo Beatara Sheitralo Imo Beyom Kach Hatu Katnato Beyom Simchat Libo. Chapter 4. Inach yafa rayati, inach yafa ena yifyoni mibad litzamatech. Sarech ka'eder ha'izim shegalchu. Maech yar gilad shinaich ka'eder aksuvot she'alu. Min harachza shekulam matimot v'shakula ein bachem kehud hashani saftotai umidbarech nawe kefelach harimon rakatech beibad latzamatech Migdal David Tzivarech Banu Litalfiot Elef Hamagen Talu Alav Koshilte Hagiborim Shnei Shedayim Kishne Afarim Tao me tevia Aroim bebashoshanim Acheyafua Ayom venasu hatzlalim melech Li el har hamor viel givat Halvona Kulach yafa rayati umum hen bach iti bilvanon kala iti milvanon tavoi tashuri merosh amana merosenir vechermon mimonot Arayot mechare nemerim libavtini Ahoti kala libavtini Be'ahad menayich Be'ahad anach mitzavronayich Mayafu dodayich Ahoti kala Matavu dodai miayim berea shemanayit mikol besamayim nofed chit itof nasif totayit kalal devash bechalav achad lishonech Bereach shalom otayich, bereach levanon. Ganau achoti kala galnau, mayim tachatum shelam chayich, Pardes Raymonim Imperime Gadim Kefarim Imniradim Nerd the carcom Kana the Kinamon Im Kolatse Livona Mor Viachalot Im Korashe Visamim Mayan Danim Be'ermaim Chaim Benoslim Min Livanon Uri Tzafon Ubo Itema Afihi Gani Izlu Bisama Davo Dodi Ligano Vayokal Peri Hagadav. Chapter 5. Bati legani achoti kalariti mori imbasami akalti yarim divshi shateiti eni im alavi glureim shetu vishi rudodim. Ani yoshena v'libi er kol dodi tofek v'idchi liachoti rayati yonati tamati sheroshi nimlatal yewutot irisisi Laila Shati et Tulatanti Ekaka Elbashena Rakati et Raglai Ekaka Atan Fem Dodishala Yado Min Hahor. Umei hamu alav kamti ani Liftoach ledodi Viadai not fu mor viet biotai Morover al kapot hamanu Patachti ani lidodi, widodi chamak avar nafshi ata bidabiro. Bekashti hu, bilo mitzati hu, karati willo ani. Mitzauni hashmerim, asovavim. Ha'ir hikuni ve'atzauni nasu et rodidi me'alai shomre ha'chomot ishbati etchem benot Yerushalayim im timtzeu et dodi matagidu Lo sheholad ahava ani ma dodech midod hayafa la nashim ma dodech midod shekakat ishpatanu doditzach we adom dagul mervava Rosho ketem pas kavu Shem Shechorot Karev Einav Keyonim Al Afike Mayim Rochatzot Bechalav Shovo Yish Shoshvot Yoshvot Amilet Lachav Ka'arugat Abosem Bigdelot Mirkachim Sa'sivtotav Shoshanim Notvot Morover Yadav Galile Zahav Mimulaim Batarshish Me'av Ayashet Shein Me'ulefet Lapirim Shokav Amude Shesh Me'usadim Aladnei Pazmarehu Kalvanot Bahur Karazim Iko Mamtakim Kulo Mahamadim Zedodi Wizerei Benot Yerushalayim Chapter 6 Ana halach dodek vayapa Anashim anapana dodek unbachenu Aimach dodi yara ligano La arugot abosem lirot baganim welilkot shoshanim ani lidodi widodi haroe bashoshanim yafa adrayati katirtsanawa kirushalayim ayu Tanit gelot Asebi Einayich Minegdi Shehem Hirfivuni Tare Kaeder Aizim Shegaloshu Min Hagilad Shinayich Kaeder Archelim She'alu Min Harata Shekulamat Imot Veshakula Ein Bahem Kefela Harimon Rakatech Mi Ba'ad Letzamatech Shishim hema b'elachot Ushmonim pilakshim Wa'alamot emispar Ahat hi yonati Tamati ahat hi Leima barahi Leyolata Rau ha benot Vayash ruha Vilakot ufilakshim Vayhalut Vayhaliluha Mizot hanishpikafa Kemo shachar yafa Kalvanot Barakata ma ayuma kedid lakalot. Elgin Adiagus, Egos Yerati, Lero Bebe Hanaha, Lero Taparha, Hageth and Heinetsu, Harimonim, Yalo Yadati, Nafshi, Samatni Markevot Aminadiv. Chapter 7. My computer is acting up, but we will persevere. Shuvi, shuvi, ashulamit. Shuvi, shuvi, nechezeba. Ma techezu, bashulamit. Kim cholat, amachanai. Mayafu, pe amayit. Lanalim, batadiv, hamu, keirekaich. Kemo halayim ma'ase yedei amen. Sharech agan hasahar al yetzar amazeg bitnech aremad hitim suga bashoshanim shene shadayich kishne afarim. Ta'ame tzviyat tzawarech, k'migdal hashen einayich, k'rekot b'cheshbon, al sha'ar bat rabim, apech k'migdal halvanon, dofer p'nei damasek, Roshech alayich, kacharmel v'dalat, Roshech ka'argaman, melech asur barchati, mayafit umana amta, ahava bata anukim, zot komatech, Damta letamar v'shadayich v'yashkolot amarta. Amarti ele batamar achaza v'sansinav. Vayu na shadayich ke'eshkelot hagefen. Vereach apech tatapuchim. Vehikech ka sharim dovev safte yeshenim. Ani litodi, we ally to shukato. The call dodi nete hasade. Nalina bakvarim. Nashkima l'achramim. Nireim parcha ha'gefen. Itach rachaz madar. Eine zu harimoni. Shameten et dodai lach. Adudaim nat nu rea. We apetachenu. Komegadim. Chadashim. Kam yishanim. Dodi tafanti lach. Chapter 8. Mi yitencha ka'ach linyonek shadai imi emtzacha b'chutz ashacha gam lo yavuzu li en chagadcha aviacha el beit imi tilamdeni Ashkecha miayin ha-rekach, me'asis rimoni. Shmolo tahat roshi, we mino techabekeni. Ashbati etchem, benot Yerushalayim, mata iru umata ruru. Ed ha-hava ad shetechpat mizod ola min hamidbar mitrafeket alo aldo da tachad tatapuach orarticha shamacha hiblatcha imecha shamati bla'yeladatcha shimeini kachotam alibecha kachotam al ziroecha ki azaka mavet achavash hasha kishalo kakish o kaina Rishafecha Rishpeish Shalchevetya Maim Rabim Lo Yuchlu Lekabod Er Ha'ahava Unharod Lo Yishtevuha Im Yiten Ish Et Kolchon Beito Ba'ahava Oz yavuzu lo achot lanu ketana v'shadayim ein lama na'aseh la'achotenu bayom sheyudu barba im choma hinive alecha teirat kasef Ve'im delet hi natsura lecha luach arez. Ani homa sha'veshadai kamigdalot. Az hayiti ve'enav kemotet shalom kerem haya lishlomo. Va'acha mo natan et hakerem l'notrim eish Yavik Pefirio Elef Kasef Karmi Sheli Lifanei Haelef Lecha Shalomo Batai Leno Dream Et Pirio Ayoshevet Beganim Haveri Mikshivim Likole Hashmi Ani Hashmi Ni Berach Dodi Ve'ud Melach Ud Melecha Litvi Ofer Ha'ayalim Al Hare Vavasamim. That's the completion of Shir HaShirim for this week. Are there any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, a beautiful day, a very special reading of the Song of the Sea, the Yam Suf. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Bye-bye. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.